Including Betty Jo Tucker already listening by phone. I know Betty Jo. When are we going to fix this Blog Talk problem, huh? I don't know. I used to love that you could open up the chat and the thing, and then they said you got to install Adobe, and I tried to do that, and that didn't work. They're just lying to me. I don't know. Love them, but they're not making it easy, are they? Okay, I will try to open up the chat room. What you can do is, if you are a host, is you go to Launch Chat here, Open Moderator, Chat in new window, launch chat. And then what you have to do then is flip back between your show in the studio and the chat room, which makes it oh so not convenient. Yep, there's the chat room. Chat room is open. Okay, now back to blog and Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Let's see, this week should we... Wait a minute. Oh, you're going to feature the one we did yesterday? Okay, on demand. All right, yeah, great director and cast discuss Cake, a love story, Betty Jo's story. You want to check that out and check out her book on, I believe it's Amazon and Kindle. So check that out. It's a great book. And then you can compare the movie. So we had a lot of fun making that film. Lots of fun. Okay, and right off the bat, who else do I have to announce? I have an announcement from my friend Gordon. Gordon, okay. What did you send me, Gordon? Okay, the Mosquito actress Nancy Giles hosts the monthly comedy variety show at Dixon Place on Monday, February 19th. All right, Emmy Award-winning commentator Nancy Giles. You might see her on CBS News Sunday morning, and she hosts the Mosquito. It's free. It's at Dixon Place, Lower East Side. Let's see. I'll give you a 161 Christie Street, New York, New York. Let me find the time on this. I wish they put everything in one thing. Okay, starring Pat Kandera, Cynthia Kaplan, Perry Gaffney, Catherine Rossiter, Sheila Head, Susan Byrne, Sue Giles, Nancy Shane, and more. Okay, Dixon Place Lounge is 161 Christie Street. And let's see. For additional info, contact 212-219-0736 or dixonplace.org. Okay, there you go. The Mosquito. Check it out. Okay, let's see. Oh, boy, I want to know where to go today. I need some long things because I'm multitasking as usual. And I had a great time performing at the comic strip this week. Stand up in New York last night. And May 5th and 6th, you can see me at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. I get around, right? Okay. Had a lot of fun with my friend Tom Carosa. As you know, I play a lot of his music on my show because he's just funny. Do I have it right off the bat? He just cracks me up. Okay, let me find something here to start the show with. We don't want to go French. I'm not in a French mood anymore. Okay. I like the French fries. That's about it. Okay. Handsome Coffee.
Hello, Handsome. How do you do? Hello, Handsome. What a brew. Hello, Handsome. Care to bowl? We're the Handsome Coffee Roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot endeavor Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, Handsome.
Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast
the Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science!
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want to wrangle me, too?
Step three! Drip, drip, drippity, drop, many drip!
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts!
No, beans!
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome Coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the Handsome Roasted Coffee Bean.
It's the Handsome Roasted Coffee Bean. Hello, Handsome.
Handsome Coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me?
Dr. Bickerstaff?
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of liking touch to...
My baby. Smell that smell. Worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Coffee. table you-ing. He can tell us what's doing.
All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
President's Day. And don't forget the George Benger Show, the Mom and Pop Show, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Go to TuneIn right here in Miramar. TuneIn right here in Miramar. And you can listen to George's show and follow him on the thread on Facebook at the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, you're going to make a lot of friends. In honor of President's Day, hey, let's do it. Why not? Here it comes.
By the time.
Yeah, there you go. How's that? Gail Parento, I know you're listening. Love that, Gail. Check out her Facebook. All right, Parental Guidance, she handles all the stars. All the stars, I tell you. Okay, where are we going with this? Oh, what do we got? We got 11 minutes. Should we fill this last 11 minutes with me? Why not? Okay, I think so. Here we go.
Christopher again! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just, hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show?
I like
well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going
to
be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I sorry, we got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na-na-na-na-na. Oh, bonita, no. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She does it!
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know, because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse. that they always carry. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. I want to say so, stop! Mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, cliches you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from absolute vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I want free. I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Happy because he was with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
tomorrow you can hear me talking again on her show, because that's how we are. Okay, 90 seconds left. Okay, I want to do a shout-out to my friend Gail Parento of Parento Guidance, best publicist in the world, and Jenny, if you're listening. Jenny and Mike, happy February birthday month. And if you guys want to charter fish out down the Orion Point Way, they got two nice boats. Go to www.primetime3.com. Primetime 3, and check it out. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Nancy Giles at the Mosquito. Go to Dixon Place for more information. I hope I said her name right. Giles or Giles. Giles. Giles with a G. Okay, and check that out. And go download my CDs on CD Baby right now. Do it right now. Thank you for listening. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host of What's the Buzz New York. Or NY, it could mean anything. All right, so I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you again Friday, hopefully, if all goes well. Big kiss. Bye-bye.